The Exara EHK Spartans are looking to jump into a new season with a fresh look. They have lost their two top scorers, Quinn Grubbs and Shea Burmeister, from last season, but bring back now sophomore Jalen Peterson, who averaged 10.6 points per game. Head coach Tom Peterson is anticipating that these athletes are going to step up, but it will take some time to see the team come together as a whole.
Well, obviously when you lose as much production as what we did from last year, it's going to take a total team effort to replace those two kids. You know, they both played as freshmen, played in a couple of state tournaments. So, you know, it's going to be done by committee. You know, Jalen is our leading scorer coming back, but I really feel that, you know, these other kids that have been playing, you know, they've been here, they've been put in situations to where they know what's going on. You know, that with the addition of a couple of freshmen and then, you know, Audubon also coming over, you know, so I think that there's some real possibilities that other kids can step up. But obviously it's something we have to, you know, try to put in throughout the season. It's not going to be pretty in game one or two. It's going to take time.
Exara EHK and Audubon are combining for the girls' basketball season. The Spartans are gaining sophomore Kaita Spohr, who had been a tough player on the floor last season for the Wheelers. Exara EHK also gains newcomer Taryn Peterson at guard and continue to bring Hannah Nelson back to the floor for her senior season, as she was an impactful force last year.
Well, we got to get healthy, first of all. Unfortunately, not having, you know, we only have 9 kids out, and we've got a couple that are injured already. So we got to obviously try to get back to being healthy. But, you know, Cadence Spohr started last year at Audubon. She's just a sophomore this year. You know, she's going to provide productive minutes for us. Incoming freshman and Taryn Peterson will be running our point guard. You know, she's going to have a lot of growing pains, but she does have a lot of ability. I'll lean pretty heavy on Hannah Nelson. You know, she's been through pretty much all of it, but she's got to get healthy first, so hopefully we can get her back. But, you know, at the same time, Maine Jorgensen and Harley Fawn, they've also been there, done that. So, you know, like I said, we've got girls that have been there. It's just going to take time.
The Spartans have been ranked number 15 by the IGHSAU in the preseason rankings for the upcoming 2023-24 season. Coach Peterson is proud of his girls to be able to make that spot, but says this ranking doesn't matter all that much to him.
That ranking means zero, you know, with what we lost a year ago. But, you know, happy for the kids to get that. But, you know, that hasn't been earned yet. So that's just something that's been given, you know, in order to get that toward the end of the year. And that's where you want to be, you know, as far as right now, you know, the prior to Christmas, you know, we're going to go through a lot of ups and downs. So it's going to take time to develop, you know, by the end of the year. You know, that's where you want to end up, is in that top 10 or top 12, if at all possible. And, you know, it's going to take time. There's going to be growing pains, but I think these girls have that ability. It's just a matter of coming together as one.
Looking at their first game of the season, Exara EHK is taking on Woodbine, who has been ranked in the IGHSAU's top 15 ranking, sitting at number 5 overall. They are returning a lot of talent, with leading scorer Charlie Pryor alongside Amanda Newton. As much as they are preparing for their first game, the Spartans are focusing on themselves before they ever even worry about their opponent.
Well, you know, Woodbine, they're preseason number 5. They were a state tournament qualifier a year ago. They won the conference. You know, them and Cam and Coon will all be at the top of our conference this year. So it's no offense to Woodbine. I'm just more concerned with my kids. I've got to get my girls in the right positions in order to be successful. And that's kind of what I'm doing right now. And, you know, we've got some different things I feel that we can do with the personnel that we've got. But, you know, we're going to be extremely young. We have one senior is it. So a lot of young kids are going to have to play. But, you know, at the same time, sometimes that's a good thing, because maybe they don't always understand the moment at hand at times.
This Exara EHK team may be small, but are very mighty. Coach Peterson is looking to continue the same offensive style that his Spartans have continued to utilize for decades.
I know we don't have as many kids as we would like to, but I'm pretty happy with the girls that we have, and I think they do understand the philosophy. But, you know, we're going to get up and down the floor as fast and hopefully as under control as we possibly can. Just something I've done for years and years and years, and I'll continue to do that.
Exara EHK will continue their practices this week as they look forward to their first game on November 28th at Woodbine, with the opening tip-off at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.